You're in tune with Organ First Radio and about to hear some of the brightest, best, and in this month's edition, some of the non-standard audio recording formats. Later in this month's show, I'll be featuring some exciting tracks from one of my favourite organists, Kurt Prina, who died last month, a pioneering electronic organist who made only a few commercial recordings, but recordings that were always innovative and exciting to listen to. But in the main, the tracks this month are some of those which fall just outside of norm when it comes to accepted audio format. As we all know, back in the old days, shellac discs revolved at 78 revolutions per minute. But even so, some labels did state a speed of 80 revolutions per minute. Then along came unbreakable vinyls with speeds of 45 and 33 and a third. Not content with the latter, occasionally some companies, more so for demonstration purposes than anything else, decided to push the norm and experiment. One such company was the German organ outlet of Bohm, who released a set of 12-inch LPs, but ones that played at the higher speed of 45 revolutions per minute, which in theory allowed the cutting stylus greater excursions and modulation. This in turn was thought to have given an increased 5 decibel of higher playback level, and with it, substantially better signal-to-noise ratio. Anyway, you're about to hear tracks from the set of Bohm LPs recorded by three artists using the Bohm Musica 1000 and 1030 models. But don't ask me which is which, because Bohm failed to indicate that on any of the recordings. First up is German organist Hadi Wolf, with a tune which was a great favourite of Klaus Wunderlich's, who did make several recordings of it. But this version by Hadi Wolf is an altogether different arrangement, with this serving of a bowl of cornflakes. We'll be right back. Cornflakes, played by Hadi Wolf. Next is another German organist by the name of Dietmar Lamber, who actually was trained as a wholesale and retail merchant for Boehm and remained with the company until 1993, before eventually branching out with his own music shop. And so from his Boehm demo album, I've chosen this version of Tangerine. Tangerine, the famous jazz standard written by Victor Schertzinger and first published in 1941 and debuted the following year in the Paramount film The Fleet's Inn. Now, of course, there was one English organist who was associated with the Boehm range of organs, and that was the late and still sadly missed Mark Shakespeare. For one of his tracks on his Boehm demo album, he recorded this arrangement of Greensleeves. Thank you. Greensleeves, played by Mark Shakespeare. Also in my library, I've got similar recordings, also recorded in 12-inch LP format, but again the speed is upped to 45 RPM. I think the idea behind the American Concert Recording label release of Extasonic Volume 1 in High Velocity Sound was that there would be other releases in the series. But that idea seemed not to go into Volume 2, although they did release standard 33 and a third copies of all the 12 organists heard on Volume 1. Not only that, it was back in the days of four-track stereo tape copies for in-car entertainment. Let's commence this section of the programme by hearing George Blackmore at the magnificent Christie organ that used to be in the Regal Odeon Marble Arch, and a little tune titled A Stitch in Time. A Stitch in Time, a recording that George Blackmore made, having never played that organ before, and with only one preliminary rehearsal, completed the entire session of 12 tracks in just over 3 hours. From London, the concert recording team later made a journey down to Brighton to record Douglas Reeve at the Dome, in the days when that famous Hill, Norman and Beard organ was in prime condition and regularly featured by the great organist on hundreds of BBC broadcasts. Here then is Douglas Reeve with Primero. Thank you. Primero, composed by Alexander Jerkic, and played there by the man who was affectionately known as Mr. Brighton, Douglas Reeve. This next track finds a recording team in the former Oriental Theatre in Portland in Oregon. Opened in 1927, this 2,038-seater cinema eventually fell to the Wreckers Ball in 1970, but not before the Wurlitzer had been removed the year prior and went on to do many years' service at the Portland, Oregon Pizza and Pipes restaurant. From all accounts, this 13-rank Wurlitzer was never clearly audible for most of the patrons, and even more so for the organists. Anyway, Concert Recording did manage to get it down onto tape, and they chose organist Don French to do the honours. Here he is with Hallelujah. French and Alleluia. And for the last example from this Concert Recording 12-inch demo LP, it's back to this country to hear the transplanted Metropole Cinema Victoria London Wurlitzer soon after it was installed in Buckingham Town Hall. It was a fine 3-manual 10-rank organ that eventually proved to be a problem, inasmuch as the power of its sound was liable to cause structural damage to the building, and therefore was removed in 1981. Anyway, this is one of the recordings made by the jovial Vic Hammett, and it's called Horsebox. Thank you. Vic Hammett playing his own composition, Horse Box, recorded back in 1968. Now, the concert recording label didn't just confine their output to theatre pipe organs, and up next is a 45 RPM promotional demo featuring Don Clayton on Hammond with percussionist Malcolm Johnson. The aim of this promo was to bring to the attention of players a 20-note solid-state electronic string bass that was played from the pedals, like this. Don Clayton on Hammond and percussionist Malcolm Johnson with A Foggy Day in London Town and Angel Eyes. Some of the strangest demo discs to survive over the years are those that were made on flexible plastic sheeting and inserted in with organ magazines, such as these next three examples that you're about to hear. Getting on for nearly 40 years of age, what you're about to hear are the actual recordings straight from the turntable spinning at 45 RPM. First of all, here's American organist Craig Knudsen with a recording released as part of Expect the Unexpected campaign for the then new Wurlitzer Omni 6000 keyboard computer. That's what it says. This is the lively Blue Bossa. Knudsen and Blue Bossa. Now, I'm sure you don't disbelieve me when I say these flexi plastic discs were inserted into magazines, because to prove the point, here is one which was inserted into Organ Player and Keyboard Review magazine, a publication that I had the pleasure of being associated with for many years. Organist Tony Back was approached to actually compose something special for the launch of that publication. And this is what he came up with.
There's a magazine that you may have never seen, and it's called The Organ Player. Something you should see if you're looking for the key to be an organ player. Keyboard reviews and all the good news is our speciality. Personality profile, music in all styles to please everyone. The Organ Player is fun. Orchestral symphonies and all what's new. The number one monthly magazine will find it for you. There's a magazine that you may have never seen, and it's called The Organ Player. Something you should see for the key to be an organ player. Keyboard reviews and all the reviews is our speciality. Personality profile, music in all styles to please everyone.
This record comes to you with the compliments of Organ Player. We hope you enjoy listening to it as much as you enjoy reading our magazine. It may well be that this is the first copy of Organ Player that you've seen. If it is, then I'm sure you'll want to take a regular copy. Why not order one today through your newsagent? or if you would prefer, have it on subscription direct from us. You'll find the forms and other details on the contents page of this issue.
Organ Player, a slice of electronic organ world history with that catchy little ditty composed and recorded by the great Tony Back. Now, when I began to research into that release, I knew that there was at least one other done by Brian Hazelby because I happened to have a dubbed copy. In a series of exchanged emails between Brian and myself, he was able to prove that this, in fact, was a double-sided flexi disc and that Tony was on side one and that he was on side two. He even went as far as to send me a scan of the actual magazine cover on which they both feature, together with the information that the disc is inside that edition. The year was 1982, the month was January, and the price of the magazine, a mere 70 pence. The only thing that Brian indicated was that he had no idea of which instrument he used any more than he could recall making this recording of We'll Be Together Again. Be Together Again, which Brian later recorded again on digital piano for a cassette release. Well, apart from wax cylinders, I've included most formats in the show today, that is apart from the either loved or hated shellac 78 RPM disc. Now, although this next example didn't break any new audio recording formats, the famous music publishing house of Bosworth did release a series of recordings, which is thought were aimed at cinemas back in the 30s and 40s, that didn't have an actual mighty cinema organ to entertain the patrons. Remember, these were the days when cinema organists were something of a celebrity, and none more so than Bobby Pagan, who recorded just a few sides on the Gaumont State Kilburn Wurlitzer. Another organist who did likewise was James Bell at the Odeon Leicester Square, but his music was more of the time, so to speak, whereas those by Bobby Pagan were, in my humble opinion, more interesting and enjoyable to listen to. Courtesy of Wayne Ivany of the Theatre Organ Club, who kindly sent me this track, here is Bobby Pagan with a little number by Sherman Myers called Just an Echo Down the Canyon. Bobby Pagan at the estate Kilburn Wurlitzer, and Just an Echo Down the Canyon by Sherman Myers, or Montague Ewing if you prefer his correct name. As I indicated at the start of this month's show, it was indeed sad news to hear, only weeks after organist Mark Whale had passed away, that Swiss-born Kurt Preener then died on May the 18th. The editor of the German O'Key organ magazine, Klaus Riep, paid fulsome tribute to both artists in the current edition, indicating that Kurt Preener was, to the very end, still a musician of the old school, a representative of a generation of musicians that today, unfortunately, is so difficult to find. His understanding of music of all kinds, his incredible experience as an interpreter and as an arranger and composer came together. He was not only fluent in six languages, he also played a variety of instruments, accordion, piano, vibraphone, guitar, trombone and trumpet. Kurt Preener was always particularly connected to jazz, and this was also the source of his gift for providing even the simplest melodies with ever-interesting and surprising harmonic structures, and thereby enhancing them. He became acquainted with the Versi range of organs in 1978, and soon the first records followed, some of which became milestones in the genre, such as this one, recorded on the Galaxis model.
Thank you.
Prina with the beautiful Galathea, Thieving Magpie, Light Cavalry, Titus Overture by Mozart, and of course William Tell, all played there from one of his first recordings and grouped under the title Overtures with Drive, and they certainly had. To my knowledge, the last recording he made saw him teaming up with drummer John Ward and proving what a dynamic duo they were. This is that good old standard, It's All Right With Me. John Ward on drums and Kurt Prina on Versi OX7 UP model with It's All Right With Me. Kurt really was one of my favourite organists, and my one regret is that I never had a chance to actually see him in concert, because by all accounts they were somewhat legendary and often unpredictable in their content. And so there we are once again. I do sincerely hope that you've enjoyed the programme, and that you'll join me again each and every month for some more of the brightest and best pipe and electronic organ music right here on Organ First Radio. Instead of the usual signature tune, it's back over to Kurt, who included this track on one of his CDs, but actually forgot to indicate what the tune title was. But we think it's possibly one of his own compositions. Whatever, it's rather nice. So from yours truly, Alan Ashton, and the late Kurt Preener, bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.